Eric M. Hunter presents The Observer.
With that, you were looking, before we started the segment, you were looking into, some things that might have pissed you off recently, and we kind of went into how people contact you about their games, and we went into a little bit with consoles, because you were looking at it from a console standpoint, a lot of indie games, so why don't you go ahead and just... What specifically has pissed you off?
Man, about the people contacting you.
Yeah. Lots of stuff. So the second you put out your personal email into the internet, like you're setting yourself to get shit, right? Like you're not expecting quality entertainment. And I have gotten a wide variety of emails from all over the country. Like I'm speaking to people in India and Brazil and China. Bulgaria, like just all of these really crazy places, and they're making games, which is great. You know, a majority of those were mobile games, and I still think the mobile gaming market is shit and doesn't deserve its rightful heir.
There are some gems.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. But
the market's shit.
Well, the problem right. You mentioned like all these different countries, and I mean shovelware and clones on mobile games. Come from everywhere, but they seem to really come from China and Russia a lot. And you mentioned like the emails coming about these mobile games, and it seems like they're one of the biggest offenders when it comes to these shitty, impersonal mass sent emails that, you know, all they want is they're just throwing it at a wall and hoping someone picks it up because that's they're just trying to use your platform. Without
to
any
make money.
Kind of
yeah,
they just for themselves,
right? Yeah, and anytime I see an email where it starts off Mr. Eric M. Hunter, I know it's bullshit. I just delete it. I don't even, you know, there's nothing personalized there. But like, I think the thing that like gets me the most, just as like a gamer and as somebody who, you know, is trying to promote indie games in the community, just because there's so much beauty there and it's so well, you know, put together, and it's just like this beautiful niche that I have basically sewn myself a part of. But you get these people who are like, hey, play my game. I'm going on Steam Greenlight. I'm still in alpha, but you know, I need these votes so I can get up on Steam. And it's like, my response every time is, everything looks great. You know, look forward to playing it when the game's officially released.
Eric actually responds. He's a nice guy.
Right? Yeah. Oh, I always respond to email. No, please email me, eric@imerickim.com. I will always respond to your email, whether it be good or bad or indifferent. I will always respond. But inevitably the response that I get back is, no, I need you to play my game now, because if you don't review it, then I'll never get anybody to play it. Like, I'll never get Steam Greenlight votes. I will never get anybody to buy it.
You're the lowest person I could think of that I think I have a shot with.
Right, exactly. And it's like, as somebody who is just... Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned like the lowest, and to me that sounds like an insult, but it's not.
No,
it's kind of like, but we're a small outlet too, so it's like,
yeah, exactly.
I get what you're saying,
but like somebody like that is just like, man, who can I pitch my game to that'll?
It's interesting
that,
though,
you
because
know, that'll actually listen.
It's interesting though, right. Because I have a YouTube channel that has a YouTube or Gmail email address attached to it. And so people see my YouTube channel and are like, YouTuber, he wants a game. He'll play my game, give me promotion because he's getting a free game. And I get a lot of emails to my Gmail account. And then I have my Indie Game Riot email account. And I'll get the same emails there. And that's how I can really tell. It's kind of a nice tool, but I can really tell because I'm like getting the same emails.
That is so smart.
On top of that, too, because we have multiple email addresses for Indie Game Riot, I'll get some for contact at Indie Game Riot, devs at Indie Game Riot, and some other stuff sometimes. IRX too, I'll get there. I'll get the same emails. I'll get like, and they're all forwarded to my personal email for Indie Game Riot. and I'll get the like five of the same email to all those different addresses. Yeah, it's all so I can tell that way too.
Yep.
But you mentioned like with the whole like hierarchy of people and like just well maybe this guy will you know he's throw him a bone type of thing.
Right. Yeah.
And YouTubers really get the brunt of that, it seems like, because but at the same time they kind of brought that on themselves.
It's the platform.
It's a little bit less professional and people and half the time it's the YouTubers begging devs for game keys. You know, and it's okay, like in my opinion, it's okay to reach out for game keys. Especially when you're talking about a larger studio who, you know, already has they might not send it to you automatically like they would IGN or something. But to beg, I've seen examples, and Garrett is in the chat. He probably has seen his share of just people like, "Hey man, just send me five, and I'll give just send me five codes, and I'll give you, free promotion," and all they want is a free game. So it kind of works in both ways.
Yeah, the whole game key thing is a whole nother argument that just like pisses me off, because like I've been in direct talks with. I mean, some of these developers are obviously really cool, and they're normal, regular people who have 40-hour week jobs, they have a family and car payments and house payments and stuff like that. Like they're just trying to do something that they love to do, which is, you know, more than I need to say, "Hey, let me do whatever I can to help you," you know, because I love what you're doing, just, you know. But the fact that I've had a word for word conversation with somebody where I was like, "No, I want to buy your game. I don't want you to give me a key. Let me just buy the game." I'm like, "No, this is, I build these keys into the budget. Like, this has already been paid for with my budget." I was like, "That's fucking bonkers." Like, the fact that you should be like, "No, well, I got to hold past, you know, 100 keys. So that's going to be, you know, $200 so I can give it to these reviewers." Like, that's bullshit. Like,
I think we have Rev's opinion here already.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we're
really big on, like, you know, actually buying the shit.
Right.
Yeah, if we you could. Know, part like, of it,
you
though.
You made it. Let me pay for your time. I mean,
part of it is that
in order to review games.
You know, for you know, buy
preferably
the games you like is the whole point.
Preferably, Brad. You want to buy them.
Yeah.
And like I said, and it's interesting, though, because part of it, you mentioned emails and everything, going back to that, is Tiny Build, who, by the way, are master PR, you know, they send really cool, and obviously they're not personalized, but
their timing's pretty good too.
They catch your interest, and you know, they know what they're doing, and but they always include with whatever new game that they're announcing, that as long as there's like a build for release, they always include a key.
Tiny Build.
They always include a key with their emails.
Right.
You don't have to ask them. They just send them out to everyone, whoever they send their emails to, which is an interesting way of doing
it. Yeah, and if you want to talk about a company who got absolutely railed when it comes to stealing keys, like Tiny Build was the one who took the brunt of that with
G2A. That, yeah.
Yeah, the whole gray market reselling bullshit.
Mm-hmm. And they're still we never mentioned it because I think we had to skip the show the 1 week, but so not that long ago at I think it was IGF, I think it was, or maybe it was GDC, it was one of those. Same difference, actually. But Alex, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, who sends the emails and from Tiny Build a lot, was doing a talk at one of those conventions. And somebody from G2A was there and stood up and like interrupted his thing and was like, it was pretty dramatic for a little bit there until some guy was like, "All right, just calm your shit."
Right. Cool your tits, dude. We're just talking about video games.
Yeah. Like, but that was pretty interesting. So talking about, again, going back to emails and contacting people, press or reviewers or anything like that. Like, what is an example of one of the worst communications that, you know, leaving names out, but one of the worst communications that you've received?
Oh yeah. So I a lot of the time, like, I go out and find the games just because to me it's I'm gonna find better games than somebody actually emailing me. And plus, you know, I at the time I was being contacted maybe once every couple of weeks, so it's like I kind of had to put out that time to find those games if I wanted to be relevant, you know. And I found this pretty interesting game on Game Jolt. It was like a top-down shooter, but there was stealth mechanics. But it was based on a interesting war that happened nowhere near the United States, so my education doesn't remember what it is. But it was like a small country against another country, so you were playing as like this infiltrating, like Metal Gear style, sneak in, take out the main commander, then sneak out. It was kind of a really fun game. So I made a quick, you know, well, not a quick, I wrote like 1,300 words because I don't know how to shut up half the time, review, and I was like, yo, this is where it's at on Game Jolt, and the developer contacted me on Twitter, and he was like, hey, thank you so much for reviewing my game. And I was like, no problem, dude, like, your game was kind of cool, like, I really enjoyed it, like, I probably played it for an hour, and I was happy to give you that hour in return. And he was like, oh, I've got another game that I need you to play, because I'm going for some sort of game jam, and if you review it, then I might get more votes and win. I'm like, you know what, dude? Like, I'm going to put you on a list of games that I got to play, because that list keeps growing. It's well over 200 games now. Like, I just reviewed one of your games. Like, I understand what you're trying to do. It's just not one of my thing. You know, like, I've got a kid, and it's like, you know, I got a 40-hour job, so it's like I play what I can play, and I'm not going to just bump you up just because you contacted me about some bullshit game jam. Well, he like turncoats on me, just like, oh, calling me all these names and like,
Jesus,
saying I'm a piece of shit and like doesn't want me anywhere near his Game Jolt profile and like everything. And come to find out, he's like 15 years old, and I'm like, oh, well, that's
that makes
why.
Sense.
There's
that. That
yeah,
makes
there's
sense.
No professionalism there, which is, you know, whatever. At the end of the day, you got to start somewhere. But I just laughed because I was like, this guy's mad at me.
You should have like, sent him a picture of a burning bridge.
Right, like I get maybe 50 unique visitors at this time a month. Mm. Like, you're mad at me because people are coming to see like some Mega Man Infinity review and they think they're gonna stumble over your bullshit game. Like, come on, man. Like, let's be realistic here. Like, you're just one guy making a thing.
I don't respond to every single email that I get, so I'm not as nice as you. So this may be why I haven't had as much, I'm going to say, opportunity to experience that.
Right.
But I kind of want to. Just, I don't know why. I just, I don't know. It's one of those things where you're like,
it's
man.
It's like a spectacle. It's like,
I hope this isn't like your, right. I hope this isn't like your dream, because if you're acting like this, no one's going to pay attention to your game, even if it is good.
Basically, don't be an asshole. Have humility. Don't take it too seriously and have fun, and you'll do fine.
Right. Although Phil Fish kind of did it.
Poor Phil. Phil gets a poor rub, man. I think he.
Well, he's been his ass has been quiet for a while now.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think he's actually working on Fez too. I really do.
Fez is overrated.
How much? How much? Yeah. Like.
It's a good game, but it's way overhyped.
I was gonna say, I have a lot of fun playing Fez.
I'm not saying it's a bad game. Yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad game, but like the attention it got was ridiculous.
Oh yeah, well it was because of the indie game movie. That was the only reason. Yeah, that was the only reason.
All the bullshit.
Well, yeah, but then like Edmund McMillan's
that game is
Finding Isaac.
That game is famous for a very similar reason as to why No Man's Sky is famous, but for like different reasons.
Eh.
Like No Man's
Sky. Well, No Man's Sky was because of E3.
Well, yeah.
I think it was E3 that showed up.
But I mean, like, you know, you see this.
Didn't outright like.
That's true. He didn't outright lie. Themselves. I mean, he was very careful about that.
Yeah, but he definitely didn't get out in front of it either. No. But I will say this. So it was like, as much as people were shitting on Sean and Hello Games and No Man's Sky, like, they're still working on that fucking game. Like, that's amazing to me.
Well, that's why,
like,
I mentioned during one of the breaks is like, just, it's getting better. Right. It's getting better. Right.
And like, it's so easy just to be like, well, we lost it, guys. Let's, you know, let's move on to the next thing. Like,
and
they're
we've
not.
Seen that
so no,
many
we've
times.
Got things to do. Like, we need to keep working on this.
It's all
like,
that pre-order money.
Yeah, really. Hey man, I'll take it.
Keeping them alive.
Yeah, don't ever pre-order a game. Like, I don't care how good you think it's gonna be or what bullshit you get with it. Like, just don't pre-order games. Don't do that to yourself, because you're giving your money to a faceless company who give two shits about you.
No.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you know any developer that would benefit from this information, I really wish you would link it to them. On top of that, word of mouth is my fire, so let it burn.